I'm Richard Dugan, and welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Thanks so much for joining us every Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. We stream live on the internet at richarddugan.com, and we encourage you to go to the website and not only check out our archives, but check out the links to our guests' websites. My philosophy is I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. So I'm not going to sit there and bring up all of the information from someone else's website and then give you a link. I want you to go to their link to find out what they have to say directly basically just a link on our website. And we encourage you to check out all of our guests, check out the archives, listen to the program, see what you think, and then go from there. This program comes your way every Saturday, and we are encouraging emails as well at richard@richarddugan.com. That's richard@richarddugan.com. And today is a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day here on the Central Coast in Santa Barbara, and people are out and about today, walking and talking and biking and maybe surfing, doing some boating, kayaking, maybe hiking in the hills and so forth. The temperatures are just perfect. But there are a lot of folks who just flat out don't have the energy. They don't have the energy. They've got the time. Everything's there for them, but they just don't have the wherewithal to get out and exercise because they either are carrying too much weight on their bones, or maybe they're carrying too much weight on their brains, so to speak. There's a mental and an emotional, as well as a physical and spiritual aspect. And we're going to talk about those aspects when it comes to weight loss. We're going to be talking with the co-author of The Best Kept Secret to Permanent Weight Loss, if you can believe that. It's a self-empowering guide to successfully losing weight and basically outsmarting the cycles of weight loss and recurring weight gain. My guest is the co-author. He's also the founder of the Meltzer Wellness Institute, and it's available on the web. And you can go to the website, which is maketimeforwellness.com. Dr. Meltzer, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Richard, it's my pleasure to be here today.
You are also the pioneer in the area of wellness when it comes to medicine, preventative health. And when it comes to this book, and I'm holding it in my hand right now, this blue book with the red piping and so forth, it's a pretty good sized book. It's not War and Peace, don't get wrong, but it's got some incredible information in here. And as a matter of fact, as I was going through it, I came across, and I tagged a couple of pages here, and for some reason the page doesn't want to come up now, but I was looking through some of the information that you provide here. You talk about the four basic food groups, and oh, here it is. This is what I was looking for. Basically, you can follow this program, and you, Dr. Meltzer, you say that you can lose your excess weight, you can outfox your genes, overcome your age, rejuvenate a sluggish metabolism, and rally back from previous weight loss failures. And we're going to talk about that, but we're not talking about a diet, are we?
No, it's not really a diet. I mean, you know, the whole concept, when you talk about weight loss, Richard, I mean, one of the more important things from the get-go is for people to make a very important distinction. And the distinction is simply this. There's weight loss, there's temporary weight loss, and then there's permanent weight loss. So the majority of the time when you hear about advertisements and media infomercials and television, you know, advertisements, what have you, that are appealing to your desire to lose weight, they offer and they promise weight loss. The important point to remember for those who are listening and for the individuals out there who are looking to lose weight is that these programs that they offer you, do what you want, follow my program, et cetera, you lose weight, they're typically weight loss programs that are temporary. Because the process of permanent weight loss is not a diet at all. It's a lifestyle which involves the mind, the body, the spirit, the emotions, just like you were talking about at the beginning of the show. But just so people understand, 97% of folks who need to lose 25 to 30 pounds or more typically never lose that weight. And so, you know, the story is, oh, yeah, I've lost 60 pounds. Oh, yeah, I lost 50 pounds. Follow my program, I lost 70 pounds. The point is that, yeah, you can lose weight. I mean, a diet which restricts caloric intake and gives you some sensible exercise will give you weight loss. However, unless you understand how to retransform your metabolism, there's no way to lose weight permanently. So it's kind of like what I tell folks is that if you're overweight, let's say you're 25 pounds overweight or something like that, then think of yourself as being 25 feet in a ditch. Now, when you want to dig yourself out of the ditch, when the dust settles, you want to be out of the ditch. What's the value of at the, when the dust settles that you're now not 25 feet in the ditch, now you're 35 feet in the ditch? Mm-hmm. And that's what typically happens. You go on a diet, you restrict caloric intake, you don't understand the real physiology, the biology, the efficiency of how a person has their metabolism works. Because, again, we have a very immediate gratification. Let's get it done today. Let's not have to, you know, can you do it for me? Give me a pill. Give me a drug. Give me a way. Let me eat everything I want and lose weight. And, you know, again, it's just a very gimmicky approach to weight loss. Unfortunately, Americans have been known to have that, it's appealing to them because it's something that's quick and they don't have to do. But the truth of the matter is, as a physician, let me just make sure people understand that the process of permanent weight loss is a lifestyle. It involves understanding what the best kept secret is, of course, but it also involves the mind-body connection and you getting involved at all levels. So like you said earlier in the program, people that are overweight are not just heavy in their body, they're also heavy in their minds typically. And if you want permanent weight loss, there is a scientific way of approaching it, and that's pretty much what my program is about.
But you also approach it from an incredibly holistic perspective, mind, body, and spirit, or soul, if you will. We're going to talk about more in regards to this particular work. And by the way, the secret has nothing to do with the best kept secret. It's not enough from what I have been able to gather from reading the book. It's not enough to say, I want to weigh 145 pounds. You have to change so much. You have to make some incredible shifts, and we're going to do that as well as we continue moving forward and shifting into the next segment of our program. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned.
You have a message that others can benefit from, a meditation to share, a talk to give that you want heard by more than just those present, a workshop, seminar, presentation with speakers whose information, insight, and inspiration can help others to break through to their highest potential and purpose. Making a quality recording is the first step to making it available, and Fast Forward is the right direction. They'll bring the recording studio to you. Your message is important. It needs to be recorded by professionals who share your passion and want to provide quality recording to those who want and need to hear it. Call 805-708-9804 to take that first step. 805-708-9804. Call Fast Forward for all your recording needs on location and in studio. 805-708-9804.
If you're a parent, listen closely to the voices of meningitis.
On Tuesday, Becky was sick. On Wednesday, she was gone.
I was there for my son's first breath. And his last.
The infection spread so fast.
David got it when he was 13.
Terry was only 5.
Tyler lost fingers.
My kidneys.
Both feet. It moved so fast.
Both of my legs.
Lost his life.
I thought it was a virus.
What happened? 10 toes are now 9.
In just a single day, she was gone.
My son did not have to die.
The role of a parent is to protect.
Parents need to know.
Preteens and teens are at greater risk. Talk to your child's health care provider.
We are the voices of meningitis.
Listen to the voices of meningitis. Get preteens and teens vaccinated. This is Lori Loughlin adding my voice. Meningococcal meningitis may be rare, but it's often devastating. You can help prevent it. Get vaccinated. The National Association of School Nurses urges you to talk to your child's school nurse or healthcare provider and visit voicesofmeningitis.org.
Keeping all that fear inside. I understand how trouble haunts you.
It haunts me too.
Yes, and I do know how you feel. Oh, come on, walk with me. Talk with me.
Tell me your story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. We're talking with Dr. Barnett Meltzer, and he is with the Meltzer Wellness Institute.com, as well as encouraging you to go to another website that will give you a lot of information in terms of what we're talking about today. Make it Make time for. MakeTimeForWellness.com. That's MakeTimeForWellness.com. We're talking about the newly released book, The Best Kept Secret to Permanent Weight Loss. And this is a book that is based upon Dr. Meltzer's nearly 40 years of clinical experience as a practicing physician. And so, Doctor, you've, and I guess I should have asked before if I should just refer to you as Barnett or Dr. Meltzer, how you feel about that?
That's fine.
Okay. You went to medical school and you learned all the stuff that they teach there that seems to be getting in the way of people's wellness. It seems like the modern medical community is more interested in treating the symptoms, or for that matter, and my wife and I have been watching these wonderful little commercials for various medications, and there was one I saw the other day. I'd never heard of this condition before, and my wife basically came up with the theory. The condition doesn't exist until they put the commercial on the air and tell you that you have the problem, and that's when you need the pill. And yet you, having gone through the medical establishment, you went, in many instances, I would say you went in a different direction.
Well, it is a different direction, Richard. I mean, I think what we have to be, you know, clear about, and I think it's something that wasn't clear to me when I went to medical school, that when you go, or, you know, when you think about medical school and you think about being a doctor and helping people, et cetera, the interesting point is that basically medical school, health insurance, medical insurance, healthcare delivery, it's really not a healthcare delivery system. It's really not a medical system. It's a disease system. So when you go to medical school, you pretty much learn about what disease is about, what disease looks like, how to treat and manage illness and disease. In other words, you basically, you know, thousands of books on every organ, and, you know, here's the liver, here's the kidney, here's the pancreas, and these are the umpteen things that can go wrong with this particular organ, and these are the variety of options you have for typically drugs or surgery type of techniques, which are the allopathic or, you know, the traditional approach to treating things. But I think your point's well taken, which is that traditional medicine really basically treats the symptoms. And, you know, as a young, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed youngster looking to become a physician, you know, you go to medical school. So I went to one of the best medical schools in the country, the first medical school in the United States, an Ivy League school. I mean, you know, you think you're going somewhere where, you know, you're going to get the cat's meow, and you do. But the point is, the cat's meow is basically, it's a medical care is a damage control system. It's not about health. And so I came to that realization some 7 years into my medical career. I'd finished 4 years of medical school. I'd been in 3 years of surgical training, UCLA, UC San Diego, being out here on the West Coast. And, you know, it finally crystallized my brain some 7 years into it that, hey, I'm interested in health. I'm interested in wellness. I'm interested in being alive. I'm interested in people having being happy and having fulfilling, productive, creative, you know, and shall we say, expansive lifestyles, you know, and that's not what I was getting. And you know, I was in surgery. I loved the work, but I mean, let's be honest. I mean, basically, you're taking care of people that have serious problems. And all along the way, I was trying to find out, you know, well, what causes arthritis? And I mean, I remember in medical school many times, sometimes I thought I might have either been the only person in the class that had any guts or the dumbest person in the class because I'd raise my hand and say, by the way, I know we've been talking about arthritis, we've been talking about diabetes. Maybe I missed the point here. What causes it?
Yeah.
And, you know, basically your answer would be, look, that's not our situation to figure out what causes it. We don't know what causes disease. It happens, and here's how you treat it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then, you know, hospital care and doctor care, and it just finally dawned on me, hey, you know, medical doctors and the medical system, it's like what's happening is that physicians are taking these wounded bodies out of the river downstream, taking wounded bodies out of the river. So that most medical care is downstream, taking wounded bodies out of the river. I became interested in figuring out how did the bodies get in the river. So I went upstream. And that's when I started my career in preventive medicine, 1971, like you say, some 40 years ago. And basically my interest was, what does it take to stay well and be well? What does it take to prevent arthritis? What does it take to prevent heart disease? What does it take to prevent kidney failure? What does it take to prevent psoriasis? What does it take to prevent Alzheimer's? You know, that was my particular passion. And so basically I had like any heretic in the system, I had a branch off my own because, you know, I was the very first doctor of preventive medicine, I believe, in California. I know in Southern California, and I believe in the state of California that was practicing clinical preventive medicine as a primary care physician, and very well could have been the first one in the country because, you know, California more or less is the cutting edge. And so, you know, that's where my journey began, and then I started piecing things together back in the early 70s. My program was about attitude, was about nutrition, was about stress management, about exercise, And here we are 40 years later, and the program's about attitude and nutrition and spirituality and stress management exercise, you know. But, of course, I have refined my skills and techniques to where I can coach and train people now in a very professional way, where, of course, I wasn't unprofessional when I started out, but, of course, I didn't have the experience 40 years has given me.
Well, and of course, that's one of the advantages that we all have in terms of being able to broaden our horizons. I used to think about this in terms of more spiritual leanings and our spiritual journey, and that was that, well, gee, you know, we come into this world and we're able to go out and eat all of these myriad different things, and we can try all kinds of combinations and this and that and the other. And when it comes to education, as we grow old and older, to be able to start to take in this information and then start to process it and use it. And we can go in so many different directions. But when it came to spirituality, there was only one direction. This was what I was taught. There was only one direction. Well, the same thing with medicine. There is not more than one direction. And I like the perspective that you take, and that is that you are not looking at dealing with the symptoms. You want to find out what the causes are. I even talked with some oncologists about the cancer cell, and I said, is there research ongoing about the rejuvenative properties of that cell that we could incorporate into the rejuvenation of the parts of our human anatomy so that we don't necessarily have to have transplants? We can just, right within our own bodies, regrow the tissue to a healthy state. And they, oh yeah, that's going, but you know, it's slow and so forth. But most of the research is going into trying to kill the cells. And in the process, they sometimes injure, if not kill, the host. And
well, as you're pointing out, I mean, the key here, see, like I say, conventional healthcare is kind of, to me, you know, is looking for light in the darkness, you know what I mean? Or looking for light, you know, looking for light with a candle and a light. I mean, mm-hmm. The point is that they're barking up the wrong tree. It's not about getting tissues that are damaged to reverse themselves. It's about preventing disease.
Preventing disease, right.
You can't, if basically when people are ill and people are not well, think of it like a tooth that decays. You see what I'm saying? I've never seen a tooth that started decaying that undecayed. It doesn't work that way. You have to prevent it from decaying. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're ill, it's like rusting. I call it the rusting of America, if you want to call it. Think of it that way.
Right.
When you have chronic illness, when you have cancer, diabetes, arthritis, heart failure, etc., there's been a rusting in your body. It's just like if you have a bike out in the rain and you leave it out in the rain for a while, well, you know, I mean, you caution, get it in, you know, and hopefully you get it in and not long it been soon enough, you get it in and, you know, you clean it up, the chrome stays okay. But once it stays out in the rain for a period of time and it becomes rusted, you're not going to go back inside and clean it up and have it de-rust.
Rust is
corrosion. So
that's true.
So the name of the game is not to get disease and then try to figure out what wonder drugs or what wonder organs or what one great transplant or what great hormone you can take to rejuvenate yourself.
Right.
That strategy is self-defeating. It's just like the president's strategy to healthcare. He can't figure this thing out because he doesn't understand preventive medicine. His intention is to provide quality health to people. The problem is, the healthcare delivery system, as I say, the disease care delivery system is based on entitlement and not on empowerment.
Yeah.
Empowerment means you give people the tools, the important tools to be well and stay well. In traditional medicine, as a patient, you just show up. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be responsible. In my program, and in the best kept secret of permanent weight loss, the truth is the truth. You are accountable for your life. It's what I call a do-it-yourself lifestyle. The things in your life that you're successful at, the things you've achieved, guess what? You've earned them.
Yeah.
And the things in life that you've had more challenges with are things where you've made choices that are faulty or they're not as educated or not as trained.
Yeah.
And so that's just the way it works. So when you have illness, it's not an accident. Oh, I'm sure, you know, we're not talking about youngsters that are born with a cleft lip or a cleft palate or a hole in their heart. But, you know, adults, people that are mature and adults, a do-it-yourself lifestyle, and typically in our culture today, there's an epidemic of burnout. It sets in around age 30 to 35, first degree, secondary, third degree, and by the time, you know, first degree runs to about 30 to 40, second degree runs usually between 40 to 50, and then third degree between 50 to 55, and burnout, the classic signs, are four signs of burnout: fatigue, weight gain, high stress living, and basically the challenge of being depressed or anxious. I mean, just to give you a little sidebar on that, there's over 100 million prescriptions last year written for antidepressants, some 40 to 70 million prescriptions written for sleeping disorders and anxiety. I mean, get with it. I mean, that's what's happening. You know, I mean, right now, if you were to be an actuarial and believe in accounting and trends, if you looked at the trend chart, in the year 2025, which is merely 15 years away, it's estimated that the two-thirds of the population now that's overweight and that has emotional instability, in 2025 is going to be 90%.
Wow.
It's not going to get any better unless we start empowering people. So that's what my program is about.
The Meltzer Well Institute,
the best kept secret weight loss, all the Meltzer work in healthcare is about giving you, Richard, and other people tools to empower them with accurate tools of self-awareness, of nutrition, of stress management, of fitness, give you tools that you can learn how to use to manage your own life and take charge of your life, because that's the only definitive way to be well. You can't count on your insurance company. Don't count on a transplant surgeon. Don't count on your physician. Of course, you want to work with your physician.
Sure.
But you as an individual, hold the reins and determine the outcome of your well-being or lack thereof. And that's what my programs are about. And basically what I do is I tell people, look, if you want to play the game of life to win, you need to be well. Mm-hmm. To be well, you have to have energy, and you have to have good weight management and waste management control, and you have to know how to manage stress so you can keep a balanced life,
yeah,
and find your purpose and be spiritualized and, you know, have effective loving connections and making a difference. But, you know, basically my program is about how to be rich in life. And rich in life, whether it's rich in happiness or rich in spirit or rich in fun or rich in love or rich in friendship, eventually, if you're not rich in health, the buck stops there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love life. I love being alive. I love people being happy.
Oh, yeah.
And so rich in life, rich in health, the best get, you know, two-thirds of the population is overweight, 90% is going to be going there. We got all these chronic illnesses that are bankrupting the country. Hello.
Yeah.
Is there anybody out there? It's not about entitlement. It's about empowerment.
Empowerment.
And so that's what my programs are about.
Absolutely. I remember in the 2000 election, I was listening to the speeches of Al Gore, and he was talking about how we can do. Did this for months. And then all of a sudden, and now here's what the government's going to do for you. And I said, you just lost me. I'm done with it. Because you freed us. You told us that we could do it, which I already knew. And then you took it away and reshackled us to the chains. And it's the same thing that goes on here. And when you talk about these tools, we refer to them, of course, as we talk about the choices and then the knowledge of those choices. So you can have optimal health and wellness and so forth. Before we take a quick break here, I want to tell you about, very briefly, a woman I heard about who had diabetes, and somehow she managed to get an infection in her blood. And of course, she was depressed and so forth. She goes to see her doctor. And so her doctor, rather than finding out what the problem was, says, well, let's prescribe an antidepressant for you. And I was blown away. Because they were very clear. They did some tests that found that, you know, she was anemic and this and that and the other, and all he wanted to do was give her antidepressants, I beg your pardon. So you're absolutely right in that context. We are going to pause here. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. We're talking with Dr. Barnett Meltzer. His book is available at his website as well as local bookstores at Amazon.com. The Best Kept Secret to Permanent Weight Loss. Again, it's a self-empowering guide. It's to empower you. That's what we want to do with this program, to successfully lose weight and outsmart the cycle of weight loss and recurring weight gain. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and we have on the line with us right now a returning guest, and this is Beth McDonald. And Beth, we are going to talk very briefly, because I want to get back to Dr. Meltzer and what he's sharing here, and it's really apropos. We have an astronomical event that's taking place, and starting June 26th in the very early mornings a.m. hours, which just so happens to be a rather celebratory day for myself. And then that's a second astronomical event is going to take place in July. That was 11th or 12th?
11th.
So tell me about this event and what does it mean?
Oh, thank you, Richard, and welcome, Dr. Meltzer. I've enjoyed listening to your so eloquently talk about things that we all need more of right now. Basically, eclipses happen in pairs twice a year, and when they happen during the year fluctuates. This year, they're happening around the time of the summer solstice. Like you said, the first one is on the 26th. Wee hours of the morning, 4:38 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a lunar partial eclipse. It will happen at the full moon, and we will be able to see it on this side of America, the western side of America, the Pacific, Eastern Asia, Australia. The next one is on July 11th. It is a solar total eclipse where the moon will pass between the sun and the earth and will totally block the sun temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
The eclipses have a lot of mystery to them. The ancient people didn't really understand them. In current contemporary astrology, they are a time of revelation when we get more information about things in life that are important to us. The information is based on the sign that things are in. This is mainly Cancer and Capricorn. Cancer rules family, home, your food, you know, so this is so timely,
mm-hmm.
This topic. On the micro level, you know, it's all those domestic issues. Even domestic American issues or nationalistic issues. Cancer rules nationalism. Capricorn rules business, government, the economy, economics. What's interesting to me about this is that we're having this crisis in the oil spill crisis that is impacting what we know about our government, the interplay between government and business, and this is going to impact America's food chain.
Mm. So this is happening between the 26th of June, the 11th of July.
Yes.
What can we expect, or what should we as individuals be looking for on some of the higher levels?
On some of the higher levels, just know that it's kind of the emotional equivalent of downloading an upgrade, you know, on your computer, where you're going to get a whole lot of aha, a whole lot of insight, a whole lot of new information, again, on both macro and micro levels. That is going to change things for you. It's a game changer.
Wow.
But you know how we feel about change. You know, we spend half our lives praying for it and our half our lives freaking out when it happens. So it's really smart to have a bit of a heads up around the eclipses and be ready.
Yeah.
You know, pray for readiness, pray for willingness, pray for proactivity.
Now, you said that the lunar eclipse will be on the 26th of June in the
yes.
early mornings. Now, again, that's where the shadow of the Earth passes across the surface of the moon, so we'll be able to see that here
yes.
in the States.
Yes.
But we'll have to be up around 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, okay. Dawn Patrol.
Okay.
Dawn Patrol.
Great. Well, I want to thank you so much. Now, people who want to get more information about this or about you can get a hold of you through your website, which
yes.
is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes.
And the phone number, 805-963-0842.
Yes.
All right. Well, Beth, I want to thank you so much for sharing that with us, and we'll
thank
check
you,
back in first part of July after we've gone through, and we'll kind of get an insight as to what's been going on
exactly.
in this interim before we hit the door, shall we say, closing.
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Great.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you again, Dr. Meltzer.
Great. Thank you. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan with Dr. Barnett Meltzer. And actually, Dr. Barnett, what I find so interesting is the fact that what you're sharing isn't really new news to me. I've been kind of following this all my life. My mother has made it a point to educate I and my siblings on these areas of health and wellness, to stay attentive and listen to the body. How important is that in this lifestyle that you're talking about?
Well, it's crucially important. I mean, and listening to your body, but I mean, let's get technical about it instead of just general about
okay.
it. Listening to your body. Okay, let's use the analogy, for example, that if you're driving in your car, you know, obviously you have an instrument panel. And on the instrument panel, there are different, you know, lights that go off. So if you have something blinking on your instrument panel, you know there's a problem. Now, what people need to understand about their bodies is that they don't have indicator lights, but they have indicators. And those indicators go off. So now you want to listen to your body. If you're tired, if you're overweight, if you're stressed, if you're high stress, if you're stressed out, if you run depression, if your prevailing mood is depressed, if your prevailing mood is anxious, you're in burnout. So, you know, don't wait until the doctor diagnoses you with the condition. So you listen to your body? Yeah, listen to your body, but it's got to be early in the game is what I'm saying. I mean, you know, if I give a lecture to 1,000 people and I say, only raise your hand if you're not tired, you're not high stress, you don't suffer with depression or anxiety, and you're not overweight, and, you know, maybe two or three hands go up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So What I'm saying is it's not listening to your body so much as it's listening to the indicators early.
Indicators.
Because,
okay.
Yeah, when you can't breathe, you can listen to your body. But, I mean, you know, the whole point about preventive medicine and the best-kept secret of permanent weight loss and everything we do at Make Time for Wellness is just that. Make time every day to improve your mind. Make time every day to strengthen your body. Make time every day to expand your spirit. Make time every day to enrich your loving relationships. You see, make time. I mean, you know, I once asked, recently I asked a patient in the office the other day, I said, let me ask you a question. You say health is important to you. Let's make time for it. What do you think you make time for more? Do you make time in your mind for think more about how you can make money? Do you think more time in your mind about how you can meet God? I mean, you know, let's face it. People don't think about their health. They think about their health when it falls apart.
Yeah,
so,
and they also think about God when their health falls apart.
That's correct. So, you know, if you put a probe in most people's brains, they're thinking about other things other than health and God. That's just the way it is. And, you know, the best tips, let's get back to some fundamentals because we're moving along here.
Yeah.
You know, did you want to share with your listeners what the best kept secret of permanent weight loss is? You want me to tell them?
You tell them.
Okay.
It's your secret.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, everybody who's interested in losing weight needs to know this, okay?
And listen up, folks.
SKIP's secret to permanent weight loss is metabolic fire, or the fire in your metabolism. And here's how it works. The relationship is very simple. For example, wood is to the fire like food is to the metabolism. The fire burns wood. The metabolism burns food. So if you want to lose weight permanently, you have to know what foods act like paper and twigs, what foods act like medium branches, what foods act like eucalyptus, what foods act like avocado, what foods act like oak, what foods are medium branch, what foods are twigs. You see, it's not about calorie counting. It's not about restricting caloric intake and, oh, look at these ads, how you get into a bikini and lost 50 pounds, because those people don't lose weight permanently. This is a national average from the National Institute of Health. 97% of folks trying to lose 25 pounds or more never lose that weight because they diet.
Mm-hmm.
Dieting isn't going to work. It's going to give you weight loss. Yeah, true. You're going to get weight loss. It's temporary. So, you know, you're 25 foot in the ditch. Now you're 30 foot in the ditch from the cells. Go ahead and lose some more weight. That's what I mean by the yo-yo effect of outsmarting the cycle of weight loss, weight gain, weight loss, weight gain. Because every time you do that, you do some impairment to your metabolism. It's not without price. It's not without a price. I mean, let me share one thing, you know. Going on a diet is the same thing as taking a drug. It has side effects.
Yeah.
When you come off of your diet, if you gained more weight than when you started, you've hurt yourself. So those of you out there looking to lose weight, please go after it scientifically. Go after it thoroughly. Here's how you do it. There are three keys to permanent weight loss. The first key is you have to know how to create metabolic fire. If you don't create metabolic fire, you're not going to lose weight permanently. So that's just it. And my program tells you how to do that. It tells you what foods act like paper and twigs, what foods, for example, green vegetables, nuts and seeds, things like that, are like paper and twigs. They get the fire started. So you're going to have to know how to ignite your fire, build your fire, sustain your fire, just like if you were going to go during the winter to your house in the Santa Barbara up in, you know, the mountains there or up in Ohio or wherever you're going to hang out. You got a fireplace and it's cold. You got to start your fire. You got to build your fire. You got to ignite it. You got to build it. You got to sustain it. It's the same thing with your metabolism. Everybody's got a little metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
Metabolism is not an organ. It's just an interaction between various biological processes. But think of it as a furnace. Everybody's got a furnace. Now, that furnace either burns the food you eat or it doesn't. That's the secret to permanent weight loss, is you have to know how to work the metabolism to create metabolic fire. Number two, you have to learn how to overcome emotional eating. People are emotional eaters. 97% of folks eat for comfort. They don't eat for nutritional fuel. They don't eat for wellness. They eat for comfort. They eat for fun. They eat for recreation. They eat for taste. Eat for delight. Watch the ads. Look at the what people eat. I mean, we study this over the years. We've done it at the Institute. We've done studies at supermarkets. We have asked people as they go to shopping, you know, what's the basis of your food selection? Is it because of taste? Is it quality? Is it habit? Is it convenience? Is it price? You know, 95% of the time, it's taste and price.
Uh-huh.
It's not about quality.
Right.
So, you know, let's get honest about this. So, you know, so the second point in permanent weight loss is that somewhere your listener has to learn how to master their eating habits, become the master of their eating habits, not their slave to their eating habits, which means they're going to have to learn a distinction between their appetite and their hunger. Now, my program teaches you the difference between appetite and hunger. If you're trying to lose weight permanently and you know you don't know the difference between your appetite and your hunger, you're done. Because when you think the principle of proper eating, we call it this one of the, we have seven golden rules in smart eating, which is in our program. And by the way, our program is not just a book, Richard.
Right. You've got a CD and a video.
It comes in a video coaching form. And for those of you out in Santa Barbara and different parts of the United States that follow us, we found that the best way to study with us is to get, it's a great package. It's very cost efficient. It comes out to about 50 cents a day to get all three instruments, which is the video coaching program, which you see me online, coaching you through lecture by lecture, step by step, all the aspects of the program, and the CD system, which I do with my son, where he's studying to be a doctor in health science as well. So we go into it, and it's about 6 hours of CDs, and in the book. So between the book, the CDs, and the video coaching, it's a very complete program, again, empowering you. Because I know the truth is that healthcare without self-responsibility is not healthcare at all. So I know unless a person is willing and able to be accountable for their choices, lifestyle decisions, etc., they're not going to be able to stay well. So my program gives you the tools to be able to overcome emotional eating, to overcome late-night eating habits, to help you understand the difference between appetite and hunger. And the principle is this. As you learn how to feed your mind, as you learn how to feed your heart, as you learn how to feed your soul, you see, your desire to feed your mouth decreases. But you must learn the difference between appetite and hunger. And then the third component to permanent weight loss is you must develop what's called the inner strengths of healing or the inner strengths of permanent weight loss, the mind power,
yeah,
the will power, the won't power,
yes,
the soul power, the mood power. See, so when you think of a diet doesn't embrace metabolic fire.
Mm-hmm.
A diet doesn't explain how stress can mess up your metabolism. A diet doesn't teach you to make a distinction between appetite and hunger. And a diet's not going to teach you willpower, won't power, mind power, soul power. And that's what you're going to have to come to the table with if you want permanent weight loss. Now, if you don't care about permanent weight loss, then everything I'm saying is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can go on any diet, whether it's the broccoli diet, the carrot diet, the serum succotash diet, the raisin and egg diet, and if you restrict caloric intake and you exercise sensibly, you will lose weight. But it can't stay that way.
Yeah, yeah. This is
so that's my point. So if you're looking for permanent weight loss, my advice is study with us because my program is a definitive guide to permanent weight loss. I've seen over 60,000 patients in my day, consulted with hundreds of thousands of people, taking care of thousands of families. I mean, you know, my interest is people and getting people well.
Yes, exactly.
And so I've taken the time to explain in detail, step by step. It's very simple, by the way. It's not complicated. This program's not complicated. Anybody could do this program.
Absolutely. I like
this program can be done by youngsters, it can be done by pregnant women, it can be by people in their 70s, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's a simple program, but it's precise.
Right.
It teaches you how to create metabolic fire, it teaches you how to overcome emotional eating, and it teaches you the inner strengths of healing. And that's the foundation to permanent weight loss. And that's why in the beginning we said it was a lifestyle, because it involves your thinking, it involves your spirit, it involves your heart, it involves your soul.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we found that very interesting. Talk about mind-body. You know, if you can imagine, an average person has 15,000 to 20,000 thoughts a day, and they say intelligent people can have as many as 30,000 to 50,000 thoughts a day. Now, can you imagine if you had a probe in the brain of someone who is 25 to 50 pounds overweight, Richard, would you like to estimate the percentage of their thoughts that are related to food, what food's going to do to them, how it's going to make them look, whether it's flavorful, should they have the extra dessert, are they going to fit into their clothes, is the chocolate fattening, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think a person who's overweight, what percentage of their thoughts revolve around relating to food and weight?
I'd say it's over 75%.
It's close to 60%.
Yeah.
So can you imagine your whole life is spent in something where you could be using that for love and creating and making a difference, working, serving, healing, whatever? And here you are. And it's not just food. I mean, is it true for any addiction? I mean,
sure,
you know, people that are
addicted to iPods,
or alcoholics or, you know, shopaholics. I mean, if you put the probe in their brain, it's the same deal. But and that's our culture. And that's the sad part of it is that we have such a beautiful society and so many beautiful people, but we're just misguided. And in the health issue, I'm trying to get people to realize, look, if you go to the doctor and you don't take responsibility for your health, you have the wrong system.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to make the choices that will keep you well. The only person that can keep you well, the only person that can make sure that you stay well is yourself.
Yep. Yep.
And if you
That's
don't
true.
Know that, well, then now you know it. And do something about it, because if you wait till you know, somebody's going to... Because if you go into the doctor and he says, by the way, you have cirrhosis, you have emphysema, you have chronic lung disease, you have, you know, heart disease. I mean, at that point, you know, see, preventive medicine is designed to prevent, not to reverse.
Yeah.
It's not reversal medicine. It's preventive medicine.
Right. We're talking about empowerment here, and the thing that just occurred to me was take those first two letters, switch them around. It's me-powerment.
That's how it happened.
Yeah.
That's how it started, because of me-powerment. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, I want
to... Power, because, you know, here's the thing. If you learn how to be well and stay well, what do you need from a physician? Just if he's not your coach, if he's just a doctor, you won't need him at all, just for checkups once in a while. But if you don't stay well, then your life becomes your body.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's up to you. I mean, right now, as you know, the president's faced with a health care crisis, And, you know, he doesn't really understand the crisis fully, because here's what's happening. The reason that they're going bankrupt, it's kind of interesting to me. They had a cascade on one of their slides of the 77 departments that they're going to deal with to health care reform.
Mm-hmm.
And in the very upper left-hand corner, almost to the naked eye, you couldn't even see it, was a little rectangle that said preventive medicine. Here's the way it works.
Wonderful.
4 out of 5 Americans, 65 or older, have a chronic illness.
Mm.
So therefore, what's happening is chronic illness is bankrupting the country. Chronic illness, obesity, heart disease, cancer, arthritis, diabetes, hypertension, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, emphysema, cirrhosis, multiple sclerosis, et cetera, the chronic, rusting, degenerative illnesses 4 out of 5 Americans at age 65 or older are experiencing.
Wow.
And the cost of taking care of it is prohibitive at this point. So
yeah,
my point is this, and I tell people this, and anybody who can understand what I'm saying here will understand the importance of preventive medicine. The least costly illness, Mr. President, the least costly illness is one that never occurs.
There you go.
So where's the problem here, folks?
Yeah.
I mean, we all want to be happy. You know, I asked 1,000 people, Richard, do they want to be rich in life? You know how many, what the answer would be?
Probably all of them.
I asked 1,000 people, do you want to be rich in life?
Yeah.
They all say yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Every one of them. I've never had someone say no. Because I ask everybody that question. They come
yeah.
and see me. Do you want to be rich in life? Yes. But then you look at their habits and their lifestyle. They're not accountable. They're not responsible. So, okay, so best kept secret for weight loss, starts the fire, okay? The bucket stops here. Draw a line in the sand. Sit there today. Make a decision. Here's the decision. Do you want to lose weight permanently? Do you want to overcome burnout? Do you want to spend most of your life living in a positive state of mind and body? Then my program is for you. If
yeah.
that makes sense, study with us. If it doesn't, good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, but like I say, be careful about going on these diets, because it's like a side effect.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
what happens to metabolism is like a rubber band. You stretch it out, it comes back. You stretch it out, it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
You stretch it out, it comes back. Well, there's a point when you stretch it out, guess what?
It doesn't come back.
Doesn't
or it breaks.
Come back, folks.
Yeah.
No, you know, that's all, folks. You know, that's all for now, folks.
Yep.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So you're not being told this. Now, what about the bariatric surgery? Let's put the bands on. Let's go do the surgery.
Yep.
A surgeon's not going to teach you the difference between appetite and hunger.
No.
He's not going to teach you willpower and willpower. I mean,
yeah.
a drug's going to teach you willpower?
Before we take our next break, I want to quickly take all of this information and shift it overseas. Is the rest of the world, the developing countries of the world, experiencing the same issues and problems when it comes to health and wellness that we in the United States are?
The more industrialized the society, the more high-tech the societies are becoming, the more so the societies that are fast-paced, high-stress, you know, cell phones, emails, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So in other words, as the Industrial Revolution has revolutionized our lives, and as we move into the era of high technology, and as people become high stress, so as those cultures become more like ours, they are suffering with the same kind of problems.
Mm.
So the countries like China and other countries that are moving like towards us are having more of these problems than the countries that are less civilized.
So the medicine of 5,000 years is potentially, over the course of the next 40 or 50 decades, could just disappear.
The medicine of the ancient medicine, which was, you know, simple living, prevent
yeah.
disease, is a lost art at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, the research in weight loss is going into the drugs to treat weight loss. It's not going into empowerment. The research in cancer is going into the drugs to treat cancer. It's not going into empowerment. Nothing is going into me empowerment, you see.
Yeah.
Only people that are interested in being well. So that's what my program is about.
Mm.
And so for those of you out there that really want to beat the system and stay well and be well and learn how to, you know, maintain a healthy lifestyle, be healthy, not be burnout, be happy, be energetic, be vital, be vibrant, be enthusiastic. I mean, look, there's so many challenges in life, between your spiritual life, between your emotional life, between your health, between your family life, your relationships. You need 60% of your day thinking about what to eat?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You know, I know that there's a big argument also over the whole issue, and I agree with you from the standpoint of eating healthfully as far as the preventative aspects of staying well. And there are
right.
those who would say that, well, yeah, but if I go and I go to the farmer's market or the Whole Foods or whatever it is that it provides the great quality food that's clean and organic and this and that and the other— it's just too expensive. And I think that the only way that I can sum that up is from one of these oil commercials where you get your oil changed at the place. You can either pay now or you can pay later. It's your choice.
Well, yeah, and you know, that's true. But, I mean, let me put it this way. The amount of money people spend on wine and coffee and sugar and cigarettes and meat and salty foods and packaged foods and junk foods, I mean, believe me, if you're eating healthfully, you're saving money in the long run.
Yes.
Yeah, perhaps, you know, organic spinach is $1.99, regular spinach is 99 cents, and frozen spinach is 69 cents. But, you know, you're not, it's efficient. Everything you do is biologically efficient. You're not putting toxins and unnecessary nutrients in your body. I mean, there are really just three kinds of foods: nutrients, anti-nutrients, and supernutrients. And we explain this in our program. Nutrients are the foods that are good for you. Anti-nutrients are the foods that are bad for you. And supernutrients are nature's miracle foods like spirulina and goji berries and things like that that give you your immune system a boost. Well, the majority of folks eat anti-nutrients. So, Richard, if they stopped eating anti-nutrients, they would be saving money.
Yeah,
not
absolutely.
About money.
Absolutely.
You know? And you got to decide what's the most important thing in your life, like you say. You know, pay now or pay later. There are two pumps at the gas station.
Yeah.
One pump is less expensive than the other, but it also has a sign that says, by the way, in 15 years, don't expect your car to run.
Yeah.
And the other one says, you know, it's a little more expensive, but hey, follow this routine and get this fuel and you'll keep on going, you know?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I think people need to make very clear boundaries in their lifestyle and their costs and their expenses. But the place I want to encourage you not to compromise in terms of spending time and money is your health.
Yes.
Make and for wellness.
Yes, absolutely. And we need to make time for a quick break. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. My guest is Dr. Barnett Meltzer, and the book is entitled The Best Kept Secret to Permanent Weight Loss. Go to MakeTimeForWellness.com. Make time for wellness. We're talking about, and I like the way we're phrasing this, me-powerment. Figure it out.
Remember the stories your family used to tell?
Till I got married, 1913, when my father and my uncle came from Italy.
When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth?
Well, close. It's a very swinging sound here in the Bilhart Underground. That's Wild Things.
Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time.
You're listening to a live transmission of the voice of astronaut Walter Chirac.
Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 805-708-9804.
That's the first thing that I ever heard.
Fast Forward. It's the right direction for preserving your family memories. Just call 805-708-9804.
Wildfires coming. Is your home ready? I'm California Acting State Fire Marshal Tanya Hoover. Here are some ways to make your home defensible. Make 100 feet of defensible space around your home by removing dead vegetation, reducing dense cover of shrubs and trees, removing ladder fuels that allow fire to move upward, and trim vegetation away from driveways and streets. Make sure your address is visible from your street. Remember, you provide the defense so your fire department can provide the offense. These and other wildfire safety tips are available from CAL FIRE at fire.ca.gov, your local fire safe council, or your local fire department.
If we leave here today, we could be 1,000 miles away. Take to that road, see how road, oh, the country's in our bones. Oh, the trouble that you know empties out as you go.
New paradigms for a new world. I'm Richard Dugan, your host here on the program. Today with me is Dr. Barnett Meltzer, and he has the book, which is entitled The Best Kept Secret to Permanent Weight Loss. We want you to not only go to the website, Make Time for MakeTimeForWellness.com. That's MakeTimeForWellness.com. You can also get more out of his program if you're at all interested when you go to the website by basically getting what's referred to as the bundle. It's the CD packet, it's the book, and it is a video coaching on the website. And you can, again, check all of that out at MakeTimeForWellness.com. Dr. Barnett, I wanted to, before we wrap up the program, ask you the question I ask my guests at the end of each program in terms of the things that you have done, the how you got into the medical field, why you got into it. You've explained that to us. You could have gone in a lot of other directions. You could have gone the traditional medical way and said, I don't care about people, I want to bring in the bucks. But you didn't do that. You went in this direction. Why this? Why now?
Well, I mean, again, I think it's a personal journey. Everybody has their own defining moments in life. And you know, I reached a point in my, as I say, in my third year of surgical training where I just felt extremely frustrated. I mean, I knew there was more to life than this. I felt like I was developing a work style, not a lifestyle. I was treating disease instead of people. And it just didn't settle with me. So it was, of course, very, very frustrating. And so I searched deep within myself. And then I had a couple of surgical experiences where I spent the entire day, 10, 12-hour days, operating on people. And I remember one time I did a radical neck dissection on a gentleman who had cancer of the voice box. It took me 10, 12 hours to take his voice box out, reconstruct his throat, his mouth, et cetera. And then a couple of weeks later, I looked for him in an outpatient clinic, and he's not there, and the nurse says he's down the hallway. I go down the hallway, and he's smoking a cigarette through his tracheostomy tube.
Unbelievable.
So, you know, so I said to myself, this is amazing. And then a couple of days later, I was doing a procedure, and it was a 12-hour procedure again, and I said to myself one day, I go, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. Now, I was huffing and puffing at that point. See, my point is that necessity is the mother of invention. So when you are real with yourself and you're honest with yourself, your inner wisdom can take over. So here I'm saying to myself, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. What is it? What is it? And finally, this voice goes off inside of me and says, there is. I went, what is it?
Yeah.
It said prevent disease. And so that was how it happened for me.
Well, we are glad that it did, because you have helped all of us in some way, and you've helped me greatly just by reminding me of things that I've known for the last 40 or 50 years, that I've got to stay focused on prevention, not on fixing the problem after it occurs.
Correct.
And I thank you so much.
That's a great point. In other words, a lot of folks know what to do, but my coaching program makes sure people do what they know.
Yeah. See, and it gives you the tools.
To do, but that doesn't mean you do it. Behavior and behavior modification, habits are everything. Like I say,
Yeah. You
could know how to create metabolic fire, but if your eating habits are poor, you have late night indulgences, you have cravings, you overeat, you eat late at night, you raid the refrigerator, you nibble and snack, you graze, you eat for every time you're stressed or anxious or upset or hurt or emotional, you eat. If you have all those eating habits like that, it doesn't matter if, you know, you're going to gain weight.
Yeah.
So you have to learn the basics of the system, and you may know what to do, but it's time to do what you know. And as I say, my focus is giving people empowerment, me power, give them tools to be well and stay well. That's what our website's about. MakeTimeForWellness.com. By giving people accurate tools to be well and stay well. Those of you that are interested, please join our educational network. We have an online educational network called WEN, Wellness Education Network. Share it with your friends and family. 90% of the videos and the audios that come through there are free at no charge. If it's the flu season, I'll have a little video on the flu. If it's a healthcare crisis, I'll have a video on that. If I'm talking about indigestion, if there's news about some drug. So I'll be rapping about whatever comes up. It's on there. And share it with your friends, share it with your family. Our focus is to spread the cause of wellness. We invite you and all of your listeners to become part of our process and spread the cause of wellness and make time for wellness every day, and we'll have and health of value. Make wellness and health of value. Just like we have freedom of value in our country, just like we have, you know, liberty of value in our country, let's work together to make wellness and health of value, and we'll have a happy, rich in life, rich in health society.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Barnett, again, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Barnett Meltzer's been my guest. The website, again, MakeTimeForWellness.com. Check out the bundle with the book, the CD, and the video coaching. I'm Richard Dugan. This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Until next Saturday at this same time, love to all.